Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Kuftes Vav, Baba Kama 115a, pagination is 229. We'll start on the facing page, a fifth of the way up, Masnisin, a new Mishnah. Hamakir Kela Vusfarav Biad Acher. A person, we'll call him a homeowner, recognizes his vessels or his Sfarim in the hands of a different person, who claims to have bought them from somebody. V'yotza l'shem gineva be'ir. And this homeowner is coming together with a claim, with a degree of evidence, because it was known that there was a theft, a break-in, that occurred in his home. Things were stolen. And therefore, he has a claim that he wants to retrieve this item from the buyer, claiming he recognizes it, and it's still his. He was never meyayish, he was hoping to retrieve it, and now that it showed up in the community, it's stolen goods that were sold to somebody, and he wants it back. Yishava lo lokeach kama nosan v'yitol. So the buyer would have to give it back, and he makes an oath how much he paid for it to this middleman, the thief, or alleged thief, and that's how much money he gets back from the homeowner. V'imlav, but if it doesn't meet these specifications, that there's evidence supporting the claim that it's his stolen goods, lav koleimenu, he has no right to make such a claim, She'ani Omer, because I could easily say, Machran la'acher, he sold them to somebody, V'lokchan zehemenu, and this person bought it from a legitimate intermediary, and you have no right to force somebody to give you back an item that was legitimately sold. The Gemara notes, towards the bottom, last words, Balabai Shaina also limkar kelov. We're dealing with a person, a homeowner, who does not typically sell these items, but if these items were things that a person would sell to get cash, then the halacha would change. His claim would not be such a good claim anymore because maybe he sold them. But if it's a person who does not sell his items, these items are not items typically sold, they're homeowner items, he keeps them, then this claim is something that we will deal with to help him retrieve the item. Now, we're saying that the homeowner has to pay the buyer the amount that he paid to the thief, or alleged thief, when he bought the item. And that's a concept of takonas hashuk, a rectification for the marketplace, because people buying items in the open market would get a fear if they never quite knew that maybe the law is going to catch up with this particular item. I have no idea that it's stolen goods, but you never know. And it would cause a terrible reluctance to purchase things. So if the item turns out to be an item that the person was not yet miyayish, and it was a geneva, then at least the homeowner has to pay him the amount he paid, and that amount the homeowner is owed by the ganav. Should we ever catch up with him, or he wants to do tshuva, that's where the money would make the rectification. He would have to pay up the person who's out the money, which is the homeowner now. Now, the Gemara tells us, in Ganav Mefursamhu, if the thief was well known as a thief, Lo Asu Bo Takonas Hashuk, then this dynamic changes, because we have an argument, why did you buy from the guy if he's known to be a thief? He runs a pawn shop in which he sells the very items that he stole. So then you walked into that problem, and we do not have to compensate the buyer. The Gemara clarifies that we're not talking about that he bought it from a bad guy. Person has a bad reputation. He's not a nice person. That's not enough to withhold this reimbursement protection. But if he's known as a ganav, as a thief, then that would be the case where he's no longer protected. On a basic level, we mentioned that in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Shin Nun Vav, Se'if Aleph, there is a law, Osur Liknos Mehaganav HaChefetz Sheganav. It is forbidden to purchase from a thief the item that was stolen. Va'avon Gadol Hu, it's considered a great transgression. Shaire Machzik Yidei Ovdei Avera, Ovrei Avera, because he is strengthening, he's supporting the behavior. Vigorim Lo Lignov Genevos Acheros, and because he has a market for it, he ends up stealing more. Shim lo yimatze lokeach. If no one would be willing to buy, ein agonev, he wouldn't steal. Because what's happening here is that dynamic that people may be buying from him because they feel they're getting a good deal, and they're more heter to themselves. They justify it by saying, I didn't do anything wrong. If the ganav's going to go to hell, so that's his problem. And the people keep dancing around this bad behavior, in essence, supporting it. And therefore, certainly, in the first case, you wouldn't be allowed to purchase. Our discussion here is the person unwittingly purchased stolen goods. What level of compensation should he be awarded? Yashay Koach, thank you for joining.